Blog Talk Radio.
This is the title track of our CD called Gone Are the Days, a song about awakening in this time and to the present struggles of the world and what we have to do to overcome all these things.
Blog Talk Radio.
So many bad
title track of our CD.
You gonna know these shoes.
Songs about awakening in this time.
For yourself.
To the present struggles of the
you
world.
You know you will. In your heart, let true love rule. We are made with godly attributes. Well, things gonna be right. Right that you choose, yes you can live up now. Yes you can live up now.
Live because we want to stay alive, and when there's no more time to wander, there's only time to give thanks and praise to the Most High. And the 46th class of Soul Class, Explorations Within the World of Redemption, Part 2, due to popular request. Soul being an acronym, Blessed Souls, for S7O, oldest or original, U, universal, L, laws, which is referring to seven universal connections afforded us from the Torah Kadosha, the Holy Torah, which is eternal, an eternal thing, which are, number one, not to blaspheme the Creator with one of His names. Number two, not to commit idolatry. Number three, not to commit premeditated murder. Number four, not to commit adultery. Number five, not to steal. Number six, not to eat the limb of an animal while still alive. And number seven, to rise up righteous statutes to promote the other six universal commandments. Blessed souls, you know, there are a lot of people walking around with a lot of low self-esteem. They might be doing the right thing and just relying on their righteousness, but they might be getting a little haughty. So the prophet Ezekiel says the following in chapter 33, verse 12, and onward we'll read. And this is what the Most High tells Ezekiel, Yecheskel and Navi, to tell the children of Israel, is also a universal instruction to all the children of man, the blessed children of Noah, as well as Bnei Yisrael. Now, you son of man, say to the children of your people, quote, the righteousness of the righteous man shall not rescue him on the day of his rebellious sin. And as for the wickedness of the wicked person, he shall not stumble over it on the day of his repentance, his tshuva, from his wickedness. But the righteous person cannot live because of his righteousness on the day he sins. If I say of a righteous person that he will surely live, and he relies on his righteousness, yet practices corruption, all his righteousness will not be recalled because of his corruption that he practiced, for he will die. And continuing, the prophet says, and if I say to a wicked person, quote, you shall surely die, unquote, and he repents from his sin and acts with justice and righteousness, the wicked person returns a pledge, repays for his theft, follows the life-giving decrees without practicing corruption, he will surely live, he will not die. And all his sins that he committed will not be remembered for him, for he has practiced justice and righteousness. He shall surely live. So you see, blessed souls, everyone has a chance. So let not the righteous man stand on his righteousness. Let the wicked man get sunken into his wickedness. But let us try to break out of mental slavery. That is what the Torah was given to the children of man, that we should not be fooled by satanic principles. And that's why we're going into deeper explanations of the world of redemption. Olam Hagula. So the whole idea of the children of Israel going out, which we're dealing in these days in the Torah portions, blessed souls, in Parshas Bo, 5,771 years blazing and grazing into the creation, which is 3,300 and almost 23 years ago. And it happens to be also the first day, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, on the Hebrew calendar, corresponding to January 6, 2010. So if we think, blessed souls, that this was just a one-time going out, the children of Israel going out of the land of Egypt, we fail to understand the deeper ramifications. What's the idea of a Yisrael? That quality of a human being, not just Israel, but a Yisrael, someone who will be straight to the Most High, someone who will be a servant to the Most High over the concept of going out of Mitzrayim, which is limitations. And there are good limitations and there are negative limitations. But let's look at a positive limitation as it relates between the oscillating and the give-and-take symbiotic relationship between Moichin and Midot, the human intellectual capacities, and Midot, the human emotional capacities. So we see, blessed souls, we want to slow down the pace and make a presentation that a mindset, blessed souls, is an expression of Menucha, so to speak. The day of Shabbat, given for the children of Israel to guard and keep, and also an open invitation to all the children of Noah, Bnei Noach, to celebrate, to sit down in congregations all across the country, all around the world, on the seventh day when Bnei Israel is observing the Shabbat, for the children of Noah, Bnei Noach, to celebrate in Torah study, in the seven universal commandments and teachings of Hasidus, and learn what are the virtues of Israel. And Yisrael shall be learning about the virtues of Bnei Noach in this time. So Shabbat is a time of Menucha. So your mindset, your consciousness, your meditation should be a state of tranquility within yourself. On the other hand, your midos, your emotional capacities, blessed souls, should be with a rash gadol, with a great stirring, like a whirlwind. In Yiddish we call it humul tumul. And by the way, I'm plucking out from a teaching from Lubavitch Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Enosh Schneerson, direct descent of King David and Solomon, who talks about these concepts in a teaching from almost 27 years ago. This blessed Shabbat will be 27 years ago. Exactly, he delivered this teaching that the emotional capacities of a human being are called humul tumul, an emotional, surging and retreating, and also too it manifests in the physicality of the human body experience, that the vessel of the brain is an organ which is generally in a cooler state than, say, the heart, which happens to be the Mishkan HaMidot. It's the tabernacle of the emotional capacities of a person. So why is there like there's a heat to the heart? Well, we know that the heart beats, it surges forward and it returns. On the other hand, intellect, which is the source of a person's revealed emotional capacities. I'm not talking about the inner emotional DNA, so to speak, of a person, blessed souls, but those emotions that we develop from the time we come out of our mother's womb and then we go on later on in our life stage progressions, that as we develop new, broader emotions, because if emotions just stay as they were when we were babies, guess what? We can be 50 years old and still have the emotional broadness of a brand new baby. That's a person that's going to be who's going to have a lot of trouble in life. But rather, when we try to expand our emotional content by revealing what we call in Hebrew Ma'aseh Shebeseichel, the action within the intellect, which is basically boiling down of an intellectual awareness that we have to something which is called the Tamsit HaHaskalah, so the essential point of a cognitive awareness, and therefore to manifest that Hitabot HaMidot Minaseichel, to manifest emotions which are according to that intellectual essence. But what that requires of us, blessed souls, that we have to, so to speak, make a silikol ar haskala. We have to cause a departure of the essence of our intellectual awareness, that it should come down to a level of emotional manifestation, healthy emotional manifestation. And when that happens, this is called a b'chein, a practical outcome. And the agreement that's within the intellect that it should dummy itself down within our own minds. So we see blessed souls that within the world of intellect, which is a limited world, but is also can be an expansive world, dependent on how a person works with their omek, ha-chokhma, the depth of their wisdom, v'rochavabina, and the breadth of their understanding. Meaning, when they get a seminal point of perception of something godly, and even something secular, say how to make a living, how to treat other people, and they can elucidate it, and then they go into amakotadat, they become finally focused in developing an intellectual point, and realizing that they should expand it from a point of seminal recognition to a great width of elucidation within their own mind and to speak it out with other people, then eventually we're going to see the birth of a new emotional feeling. For instance, this can be understood, for instance, that you love, you say love a certain type of fruit, say an apple. And so therefore, you realize, wow, you study, you go into the science of it, you learn about the vitamins that are in it and how it's good for people of different dietary needs and everything, but you slice it to little pieces, and for some people who can't eat it because they don't have teeth or whatever, they're little, you make into applesauce, and you inculcate with them a love of that apple. That's a very simple, crude, mushal allegory, blessed souls. But so we're going to have to end on this note, that, and hopefully we'll continue a third part of these inner explanations of redemption, to understand that they're going out of Egypt from Israel. The Israelites going out of Egypt is also a spiritual concept which is available to any human being. Okay? And we have to understand too, what is the idea of Mitzrayim, limitation? How does that connect to a certain part of the human body? Our blessed souls, we want to get involved in positive global warming to melt the unnecessary ice around the heart. But here's a reggae artist by the name of Ossi Delamore, who I would say infer that if we don't try to get involved in some global warming of the ice around the heart to become more sensitive to human condition, the Most High manifests what is this current earth crisis. I'm not going to debate whether it's real or not. I mean, glaciers are melting. Things are happening in the world. So here's a song about global warming, and hopefully from this song by Ossi Delamore, blessed reggae performer out here in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, New York, that will avoid the negative aspect of global warming and want to activate the positive aspect of global warming. Dunzuzigubin, signing off, bless us. Sababa Ria, Joyce, Ahava Echad, one of Goril Echad, one destiny, Lukulana for all of us, but Darchim, Darchim Shalom, in a pleasant, peaceful way, but Birchas Hashem Yisbrek, with the blessings of the Most High.
Because of the weather we live.